Okay, we are in the middle of a challenging sugya. So I want to just bring everyone up to speed, especially the newbies, and see if we can create some kind of seder over here. What?
How many of us?
Okay, right. Okay, very good. Let's do that. Rav Oshia has how many avos? 13. Rav Chia has how many avos? 24. So the Gemara is going to be addressing, and when Rav Chia goes ahead and tells us his 24 avos, he gives us the list. The Gemara asks Akasha, so why do you have to tell us there are 24 and here they are? Minyana lemiyutei ma. Why is he giving us a number? And then that's coming to exclude something. Good. So the Gemara has two possibilities. Minyan al-miyute mefagel. And there was a hav minute to say pikel should be on the list. And then the Gemara answers, bekotshim lo kamay. The Gemara says, moser should be on the list. And the Gemara says, when it comes to moser, bedibur lo kamayri. And then the Gemara says, there are some things that are dibur. So why is that? I think the Gemara makes a distinction between Moti Shemra, Edim Zomim, versus Moser, which doesn't get on the list. Okay, good? So far, so good? Excellent. Now, what is the flaw of Moser? Why? Okay, Moser is Dibur, but Dibur lo Kamari. Is there a flaw, or is it just a technical issue? So if there is a flaw, what's the flaw of Dibur? We saw a Tosis. Remind me, Tosis throws us into a sugya later on. Dav Kuf Yud Zayin. Dav Kuf. Tosis, Moser says Moser has a flaw. What's the possible flaw? So Tosis introduces us to this idea, which we don't really understand, something called Garmi. What's the, what does Garmi mean? Something indirect. So here I am triggering a financial loss by doing what? By being Moser, by Dibur. So since it's not a direct hezek, I'm telling the authorities are now going to go ahead and levy a tax, let's say. So that is something indirect. I'm not doing it directly, but it's something that I am causing directly, and therefore that's called garmi. And then that puts us into the machlokas whether garmi triggers a chiyuv b'toras nezek or b'toras knas, but the garmi is lurking in the world of Moser. We have the halacha and the complexities of garmi that are working by Moser. Good? And when it comes to pigel, what is the potential, if you will, issue? Some of the issues that are lurking in pigel. So the Gemara says, pigel doesn't get on the list. Again, Moser doesn't get on the list because of Dibur. And Dibur lo kamari. Dibur kicks us into a world of garmi. And the Gemara says, by pigel is kachim lo kamari. That's kachim. And there's echoes of what potential problems when it comes to kutch. What are the potential issues? Mm-hmm. What? Sure. Yeah, so pigel is not vera that lechora is done via machshav. Pigel is not vera, it's done via machshav. Moreover, what kind of shinu in chefetz do we have when it comes to pigel? How has the object been physically damaged? It has not been physically damaged. So it's not vera that is done. It's a financial loss done, triggered by machshava. Plus, there's no financial damage. So what is lurking in the world of pigel? We have what's lurking in the world of pigel is, number one, is a machshava. And number two is hezek she'enonim. Okay, so those are the things that are lurking in the background in this sugya. Okay? Just kind of setting this up for us. Rav Chia doesn't count these two. Now, as you know, there was a major, major machlokas rishonim. What does it mean when the Gemara says bekatshim lo kamari, bedibur lo kamari? And we'll start with the shita of Tosis. What does Tosis mean when the Gemara tells us bekatshim bedibur lo kamari? Tosis explains. Tell me. Hello? Hello, hello? What does Tosis hold? Hello? What? You pay Meitav. And since you pay Meitav, what does that suggest? Is this, nevertheless, it doesn't get on the list, but is it Nezikin-oriented? It's Nezikin-oriented. And therefore, there's a halach of metav, and it's nezikin oridus. So then why didn't he put it on the list? Because kachin lo kamari, he made up his list. His list didn't count. Kachin, his list didn't count. Matters of dibur. But they are nezikin. That is how Tosis learns this halacha. And how does Rashi increases learn this halacha? What is Rashi? Do you pay metav?
No.
You don't pay metav. He writes, by pigel, you do not pay metav. Why don't you pay metav? Because it's machshava, it's hezek she'eno nikar, and as such, you do not pay metav, meaning, the way Rashi says, when it says, bekotchen lo kamayri, be dibur lo kamayri, and if it's not just, oh, it didn't make the list, it's not in the world and orbit of nezik. And that's how Rashi would seem to indicate. Now, the most, not the most important thing I have to say today, but I want to just set up to kind of structure this. I believe there are going to be three basic approaches to dealing with these demons. There's going to be, I'll call it the approach, I'm going to try and simplify this as much as possible. I'm going to call one approach the approach of Tosis. I'm going to call, I'll get to you in a second, a second approach, now I'm not going to label it with names, I'm going to call it, one approach is going to be approach of pure Nezikin. Second approach, I will call the other extreme, pure Knas. And the third approach, the intermediate approach, is the approach that we're going to be calling hybrid, which is Mechayev. It's Knas, but Be'etzem, in substance, it's a Chiyuv of Mom. Okay? So those are going to be our three posts. Okay, so let's just walk this through. Help me out. I'm going to go very, very slow. And if the newcomers are lost, it's all good. It's all good. You should be lost. There's no reason not to be lost. Okay, now. Pashup Shat. According to Tosfos Increases. Tosfos Increases says, do you pay Metav? You pay Metav. So when you do Pigel, you pay Metav. Where does that, so therefore, if you're paying Metav, where is that going to put us? It's going to either put us here, pure Nezek, or it's going to put us in a Knas that is Nezek-like. Could you give me, let's go Rambam. The Rambam is going to be the clearest for us, I think. So the Rambam says, when it comes to Hezek Shenor Nikar, where does Hezek Shenor Nikar go? Hezek Shenor Nikar goes where? He says, Hezek Shenor Nikar is a Knas, but you pay Metav. You pay Metav. And then he says you pay Metav kishar kol ha hanezikin. Kol shah hamazikin. That sounds like it is a knas, but a chiv mamon. So again, I'm going to do Rambam because that's going to be the simplest. Rambam says this is going to be Hezek Shenor Nikar. Please give me some examples of Hezek Shenor Nikar. Metame, Menasek, and Medame. Yafe. Now, who presumably argues on the Rambam as to Hezek She'eno Nikar? Ezra Dubin, help me out. We discussed this morning. No, before Rashi. Yeah, Rashi too. The Rush. I asked you to take a look. We didn't talk about it. But the Rush says, why do you pay Metav in the case of Hezek She'eno Nikar? What did the Rush say? What? He says it's a knas, but when they're a kones ke'ein de'oraisa, and therefore you pay metav. Are you paying metav because it's nezikin, or are you paying metav because it's knas? Sounds like you're paying metav because? Hello? Because it's knas. You're paying metav because it's knas. So the Rush is learning, it's pure knas. Happens to be, there's another reason you pay metav. So according to I think the Rush is going to say, Hezek Shenor Nikar is in the category of pure knas. Okay? Now remind me, Rambam Perek Ches, Hilchos Chovel Umazik. Remind me, first of all, Perek Zayin, one more time. Hezek Shenor Nikar, are you paying metav? Yes or no?
Yes.
Yes. The person who did the hezek dies.
Yes.
Does Yerushim have to pay? No. Why not? Because it's knas. It's knas, and therefore it's not going to pass to the Yerushim. Rambam Hilchos Chovel Mazik Perches Halacha Aleph by Moser says, do you pay Meitav? Yes. Kishakola Mazikin, yes. And if you die, does it pass to the Yerushim? Yes. What does that indicate about the Rambam's vision of Moser? Is that it's pure. The Rambam's going to put that purely over here. It's pure, pure mama. Good? Good? Good. If I was going to ask him, just talking out loud, just want to make sure we're on the same page. According to Rashi in Krisus, Pigul, do you pay Meitav? You do not pay Meitav. What does that indicate about Rashi's vision of Pigul? Is that it's knas? What kind of knas? It's pure knas. Rashi is going to learn pure knas when it comes to Pigul. Pure knas. In contrast to Hezek Shen or Nikar, what does Gemara say about Hezek Shen or Nikar? What do you pay? You pay Meitav. So we have questions. How do you want to handle these questions? I'm trying to lay this out as clear as possible. Let's do one by one, issue by issue. Let's start with Rashi, issue by issue. Okay, issue number one in Rashi. Simple issue. I think it's a simple issue. Mitame, Menasech, Medamea. Where are we classifying that according to Rashi Lechora? Did it get onto Rav Chiya's list? Yes. It got onto Rav Chiya's list. Gemara says, even if you hold Hezek Shenonika, Lav Shmei Hezek, you still have to pay Mimeta. So worst case scenario, it's going to be over here, a Mamadik, a Knas, perhaps even over here. Okay, but it's going to be over here. As in contrast, where does Rashi put Pigul? Pigul is pure knas. So can someone just explain to me? Pigul is pure knas. Whereas Hezek Shen or Nikar is not pure knas. It's a knas that has a chiyuv of meitav. What is the difference? Metame, those three. Metame, medame, menasech. That is going to have a din of what? Knas, that is a metav knas. And pigol, according to Rashi and Krisus, is a pure knas that you do not pay metav. Do you see a difference? Do you see a difference? Yeah! What? Excellent. So, Pigul, how do you violate Pigul? How is Pigul violated? Machshava. Pigul is violated via Machshava. Therefore, did you produce financial loss? Yes. But you have two strikes against you. There's a strike against you in the Chefza HaNizak. What's the strike against you in the Chefza HaNizak? It's Hezek She'eno Nikar. This is now a Pasul Karba. He has to bring a new Karba. But there's nothing you see that's different. That's strike number one. Strike number two is Machshav. In order to get to this stage, says Rashi, a knas that is mammon-like, that you're going to pay meitav, you have to have some resemblance to classic hezek. What are the indicia of classic hezek, of real hezek? Number one is a maisa. Number two, a sheet. No, Shinuin Chefetz. Shinuin Chefetz. Those are two in Disha. If you're lacking one of those in Disha, then we might classify you as a Knas that is in the orbit of Hezek, Peng Meta. When you lack both in Disha, you neither have a Maisa nor do you have a physical change in the object, then worst case scenario is it's pure Knas, no Meta. The Chetza has changed via a Maisa Be'adah. Now, I want to just give you a little mushal ma'adavar, though. It's a mushal. It's a mushal, but I want a mushal on this point. I meant to bring this in. I forgot to bring it in. There's a Rambam in Hilchos Shabbos. Just to bring it home a little bit. You want to help me out again? Tell the Eilam, what is the Isser of Shehiyah?
Leaving food on an open fire.
Leaving on food Shabbos. On an open fire in Erev Shabbos. Good. Meaning? Fox is so helpful to me. You don't have a blech. You're preparing food Erev Shabbos, not fully cooked, and you leave it on the fire on Erev Shabbos to become cooked. What are we worried about? Maybe the fire is going to be too low, not cooking fast enough. What are we worried about? You're going to raise the flame. That is what we call a gzera. Shema Yachat. Okay? That's a gzera. With certain dinim. Does leaving food on the fire resemble cooking on Shabbos? Does it resemble cooking on Shabbos? I'll give you a better example. A better example. Much better example. You're allowed to ride a horse on Shabbos? No. Why can't you ride a horse on Shabbos? Because you might what? You're up high, you might pull down a fruit, you might break a stick. Correct. And that's kotzer. Does riding a horse resemble ktsira? No. Don't do X, because it might yield Y. Like, don't swim on Shabbos, because you might build a boat. You might build a raft. Right. That's called a gzera drabanan. Does the drabanan resemble the doraisa whatsoever? Not really. But one thing might lead to another. There's something else called, and the Rambam makes this distinction very clearly. Is there an Isser of Chazara on Shabbos?
There is.
You want to say what that is?
Returning cooked food onto the fire.
Returning cooked food onto a fire on Shabbos. So the Rishon debate, why is that us? So returning it, and they say, one of the Lashonos that's discussed is, it's Mechzika Mevasha. It looks like cooking. What do you do when you cook? You take raw food and you put it on a fire and then the fire cooks. What's chazara? You take cooked food, you put it on a fire and the fire warms it up. Does that look exactly the same? Does it look exactly the same? In terms of your action, is it exactly the same action? You put food off the fire, you put it on the fire. Is that what you do when it comes to shehiyah, when you leave it on the fire? So the Rambam makes a distinction between xeros dirabanan and malachos dirabanan. A malacha derabanan, you can look this up, Terechav Aleph, Halacha Aleph, and Hilchos Shabbos. A malacha derabanan resembles the doraisa, but it's missing some detail. What's the detail? Uncooked food. And this is cooked food, but you do the same exact action. It's the same exact action. That's called a malacha derabanan. It's going to be more chamur. A gzera derabanan doesn't resemble at all. It might be also. But it's something totally Xera Drabana, it didn't drabana. So I'm suggesting over here for Rashi is that, like, as a Derech Mashal, is that something that doesn't resemble Hezek whatsoever. There's no Shinui and Chefetz in the result. You haven't changed the object, Hezek Chain or Nikar. Plus the Pu'ula, the manner in which you're doing the Maisa, there's no Maisa Hezek, it's all B'machshava. That doesn't resemble Hezek at all. Now it's Aser. And you have to pay. But the payment is purely a new din. A new din called the Chiyuv Knas. You don't even have to pay Meitav. That's when it comes to, that's going to be Pigul. Hezek She'eno Nikar. What do you have, what don't you have? What do you have, what don't you have? So you have a maisa. So you did an action. What did you do? You dumped your tummy stuff into the Torah. You did a maisa. But what is the physical change to this object? It was oil. It's still oil. It's a halachic change, not a physical change. And therefore, you're already resembling Hezek in the sense that there's a maisa, but there's no resultant change in chefetz. That puts you into this classification. This classification. Perhaps there's a comment. How would you classify Moser? How would you classify Moser? So what did the Rambam say by Moser? It says pure chiv mam. So I just commented, I think Avi Dadon pushed me to take a look at the Magid Mishnah. But the Magid Mishnah, he says, I think one can perhaps take issue, but the Magid Mishnah writes, by Moser, do the Yorshim have to pay according to the Rambam by Moser? Moser? Yeah. Yes, the Yorshim have to pay. Why? Says the Rambam, She'ein ze hezek she'eino nikar. It's not called hezek she'eino nikar. It's called hezek hanikar. And once it's called hezek hanikar, that's pushing us, that's sliding us. Now, I might have argued, I think it's a pretty good argument, that Moser is also in that middle category. You pay metav. Why? Because it's the flip side of metame, medamea, and menasech. Metame, medamea, and menasech have what going for them? How are they like nezikin? It's a maisa. How are they not like nezikin? Hezek shen or nikar. What's Moser? Moser is hezek hanikar. But it's deeper. It's not mice. It's deeper. It's not mice. And therefore, perhaps one could, again, the Ram doesn't say that, but one could take that position as well. Okay, that's all introduction. That's all introduction. Now I am ready to start shir. And what I'm troubled by, and what I want to focus on, is this Rashi. It'll come together. It'll come together. But that's kind of Hagdama. How you doing, Ephraim? Great. How you doing, Zachariah? Super. How you doing, Mr. Shear? Amazing. Mr. Bekhoff? Super duper. Mr. Girel? Amazing. Okay. No one else matters. They all matter. Baruch Hashem. Okay. Stay with me. Stay with me. There is a Ramban. Open up your sheets. The Ramban asks a question. The Ramban is found, source number 8, source number 9. And before we get to the Ramban, I want to just put on the table the difficult Rashi. Rafak Shlita, just tell me what is the classic definition of Pigel. Classic definition, I forgot.
Have a kavona to eat the carbon chuslos mano at the time of doing one of the avodos.
Okay, well, you're doing one of the avodos, and you have a kavona, a machshava, to eat the carbon chuslos mano outside of its range of eating. That's classic. So if I had to ask you, is it an iser of machshava? What would you answer? It's a machshava. Good. And where did we see that definition crystal clear? Rashi increases. It's exactly Rashi increases. What I would expect Rashi to say. Rashi and Ardaf. And Elia Shlita pointed me to a mitzvah eitan. Wow. Jeez. But Rashi and Ardaf says Mefagel, it's mamish a pele. Rashi says when he defines the term Mefagel, Rashi says, Kohen Sheshochat Karbono Shal Yisrael Chatos Lushim Shlomim Te'ena Karbon Olach Chovas Baila Vitzarech Acher. Rashi speaks about a Shechita Shalol Lishma. He had to bring a Chatos, he brought a Shlomim, a Shechita Shalol Lishma. That is not, trust me, that is not the classic definition of people. That's what Rashi says. I'm not going to come here and try and resolve the Rashis. I'm not going to do it. I don't see how you can reconcile these Rashis without a lot of mental gymnastics. The Mitzvah Eitan suggests such a mental gymnastics. Ayin Shum. It's in the Masifta in the back. You can take a look. But I'm not going to try and resolve. That's not my goal. My goal is just to understand, like, what and who asked the Kashan Rashi? Why are you bringing this? The Shita Mikubetz is asked on Rashi. Why are you doing this? But I think there is something going on. I want to start just planting some seeds over here. I'm not going to resolve a stira. I was so bothered by this stira. I looked up the Art Scroll Hagdama to Croesus. And I was searching, maybe there's some, like, someone out there who says that the Rashi in Croesus is not Rashi in Croesus. It's like, certain Masechtas is not Rashi. So I was like, maybe it's not Rashi in Croesus. I don't have to deal with a stira. No luck. No such luck. Anyway, so let's see the Ramban, and let's build on what we're doing, what we're starting. Okay, gentlemen, listen carefully. I put on the board, according to Tosfos, what is lurking behind Moser? Garmi. It's indirect. I do a dibur, I snitch the guy out to the authorities, and they seize his money. I'm causing damage, indirect, there's a grumma involved. What is the classic case of grumma, of garmi? Classic case of garmi is mechitzas hakerem shenifritza. What was the case over there? Remind me, you have a vineyard. Your neighbor has a vineyard, you have grain yard. And there's a wall separating the two. The wall falls, I tell the Bala vineyard, Gador. He builds it. It falls down again. I tell him, Gador. And the Gemara says, Nisyoashu miligdor. There's an encroachment. The vines intermingle with what? With the grains. That asters my grains. He's a mazik. Garmi. Did he do anything biyadayim? No. Did he? But he didn't pick up the fence. And therefore he's chayev midin garmi if you hold don dina de garmi. Indirect by not putting up the fence. Okay. Says the Ramban. Asks the Ramban. Let's see inside source 8. The gefanim shelo heim shehoch nisar mitzvaso shel chaver ve'osno so me'achas she'olav ligdor mipnei ha'iser v'lo amina bal anizak la'achas atzmo amai lo lechayv l'kuli am. Why is the case of the traveling vineyard, why is that any different than my shore? When my sword travels into your field and tramples on your granary, am I chayv? Of course I'm chayv. So why is this any different? The vineyard is a moving, it's a sore. So I'm supposed to fence in my sore. I should fence in my... Why does the Gemara call this garmi and not nezek? L'kuli alma. So says the Ramban, a big chiddush. We saw echoes of this in Tosis, but it's critically important, and you'll see how this ties in. Umefarki lo rabbanan zal lahakushya de lo mitzar machmas irbuv lechude. The iser of the kilayim is not merely because of the mixtures, of the Irbuf. Ella mipnei shenis yoesh miligdor. V'yeuso hu hagoyrem ha'iser v'hu hagoyrem lo lizchai. Says the Ramban, what's the difference between the case of mechitzas hakerem shenifritza and the case of a shor and the wall was breached? Why by shor it's nezek and by kiryat kerem it's a machlekes, whether you hold of garmi, it's garmi. What's the difference? What? Because what is a critical ingredient of the Isser Kilayim? The Isser Kilayim is not like the Isser Basav Echalav. Basav Echalav is you have a mutter and you have a mutter, you put it together, it's aser. Does das matter? Doesn't matter. If it happened, it spilled in by accident, does it make a difference? It doesn't make a difference. The tarovis is aser. When it comes to Kilayim, If it mixes in, and I'm caught, say, come back, it's mixed in, get unmixed. Is there an Isser Kilayim yet? There's only an Isser Kilayim when it's michale, when I will it into existence, when I'm misyoyes from putting up together. In other words, says the Ramban, a key ingredient, what turns this into grama, into garmi, is the machshav. If it's a maisa, which is corroborating what we've been saying. If it's maisa, then it's nezek. If it's das, it's shifting away from nezek. And in light of that kasha, and that teretz, and that point, that brings us to the next lines of the Ramban. So where does Kegel fit in? So what is the Isser Pigel? The fox, the Isser Pigel, please. Machshava chutz lezman. Machshava chutz lezman. So when you say machshava chutz lezman, or you say machshava chutz, did it cause a damage?
Yeah.
Do you have to pay? So, would it be fair to say that Pigel belongs right over here? Would that be fair to say? And if you hold Don Dina de Garmi, if you hold of Garmi is Chayev, Pigel is the best proof in the world. Because it's Nisim Achshava that produces a Chiyuv. It's exactly the same as Mechitza Sakerem Shenifritza. Machshava produces loss, boom, game over. Is there any Gemara in Shas that says, yeah, Pigel is Garmi, and that's a good proof that Pigel is Garmi, yeah? Any Gemara like that? No Gemara like that. It's the Ramban. The Ramban asks this question. Look at source number 9. Says the Ramban. If this is all true, what we just said in the prior Ramban, if that's true, then mimafagel nami shamina and dina de garmi. I should also learn out the halach of garmi that it's chay from machshava from the dina mafag. Dehasam nami machshava. It's a machshava that yields financial loss. And therefore, you should be on your chayv mishum knasa, if you hold lav shmei hezek, o min adin ishmei hezek. But why does the Gemara not say pigel garmi, pigel garmi, pigel garmi? It doesn't say that. Why? Why not? It's perfect. So here, the Ramban does something amazing, amazing. Lokasha. No kasha. Dehasam maisahu. Pigel is not an iser of machshava. It's an iser of maisa. You heard that? Wow. Against what you said. Wow. After all, Shuhusochato. Because he did a shechita. What was in his head when he did the shechita? What was in his head? To eat the basar la'achrasmana. But what's the issur? The issur is a psul in the shechita. Your machshava passled the shechita. And therefore, what's the name of the issur? Shechita psula. Ah, is that a maisa?
Yeah.
That's a maisa. So where am I putting pigul? Am I putting it like moser, dibura, machshava? Or am I saying, no, it's an issur maisa, and why am I not classic hezek? Because it's a hezek sheh, eino, nikar. What does the Ramban say? What does Ramban say? Ramban says it's a shechita, and lekach, and therefore it's not garmi ella she'ena issur nikar bo, but it doesn't have an issur that is nikar. So what's coming out over here is, I think, something very fascinating, and I think Rashi, we're getting mixed messages from Rashi. Rashi Maseches Krisus is telling us what is pigul. It's an Isser Machshava. And if it's an Isser Machshava, it's in the orbit of what? It's neither what nor what. It doesn't have a Maisa, it's an Isser Machshava, and it's Hezek She'eno Nikar, and therefore will you pay Metav? It won't pay Metav. And that's Krisus. And I'm not resolving these Rashis, but I am telling you that there are Rishonim that tell you that our classic understanding of Pigul is not true. Is that the Isser of Pigul is an Isser of Maisa. And if it's an Isser of Maisa, just Hezek She'eino Nikar, ask our Gemara. Why is it not on the list of Rav Chiya? It should be on the list. If Metame, Menasech, and Medame is on the list, this is exactly the same. It's a Maisa with a Hezek She'eino Nikar. So why is it not on the list? The Kutchim will come up. That's why it's not on the list. And perhaps that's what's bringing Rashi to focus on the Shechita itself. I don't have a resolution, but Rashi here is focusing on the mice. Now, just to drop a little more little tidbits on this chakir and this vision, what is pigul? What is pigul? We're not learning kutch. We're not a kutch mishita. We're not brisk. But we got kutchim here in Bava Kama Daf Hei. So just a word or two. Do you have your Rambams in Avoda? Fascinating Rambam, I must share with you. Before the Rambam, look at your sheets. I want to show you two psukim in Chumash. Vayikra Perek Zayin Pasuk Yud Ches. Torah says, "Im hay achel ye achel mi basar zevach shlama biyom ashlishi." If you eat a carbon shlamim on the third day, lo ye ratzeh, bad, no good, too late. Hamakriv also lo ye chasev lo pigul yeh vanefesh ochelas bimenu avonotisa. Bad news. What words did I bold? Lo yechashev. This is a source, a possible source for pigul. Lo yechashev. What's the source saying? An isser of. And then look, Dvarim Perek Yitzayim Pasuk Aleph. Lo tizbach la'Hashem Elokecha. Sure, v'seh asher yeh bomum. And then the pasuk says, kol davar ra. Don't bring a korban if it has a mum, or if it has kol davar ra. What does kol davar ra mean? If it has any bad stuff. Ki toevas Hashem Elokecha hu. Rashi ala Torah ala Tar writes, lo tizbach kol davar ra, azhara lemifagel bekutshin. That's the source for Pigel. Al yidei dibur ra. Ooh. Don't bring a carbon al yidei dibur ra. So interesting. What's the Rashi writes? The isser is there's different ways your carbon could be a bad carbon. There could be a mum, or there could be a pigel. Now, what's the name of the isser in the second pasuk? What's the lav? I didn't bold it. I should have. What's the lav in the second pasuk? What's the lav? What? Who said meisah? It says lo tizbach. You shall not do a shechita if it's got a davar ra. That could mean a mum, or it could mean a dibur ra, a bad machshava. See, two different sources. Rashi ala Torah indicates that what's the source of pigel? The source is lo tizbach. What does the first pasuk say? The pasuk says lo yei, lo yei chasev. Interesting. Do you get malchus for the aver of pigel? Interesting question. I'm opening up a Rambam. Psulei Hamukdashim, Perek Yeches. Halacha Aleph. Listen to this Rambam very carefully. Kol hamechashev machshava she'ena nechona bekotzim. Harei ze over belo ta'ase. Sheharei hu omer lo yechashev. What pasuk does Rambam say as the source for the iser of pigel? Hello? Vayikra lo ye cha shev. Do you think the Rambam has malchus for this avera? So the Rambam writes, the af al pikein is aser, and you're being mafsid kotshim b'machshava, af al pikein ain oloke, no malchus. She'ein ha-machshava ma'isa, because it's a lav she'ein bo ma'isa. Who is the author of the position that would disagree with that idea? We said Rashi ala Torah, and Rashi speaks in our sugya about a shechita with a bad machshava. And who else? Who else? Who else? Who wrote the Kunshus Dina de Garmi? The Ramban. And the Ramban says, Pigel is not Garmi. Why? Because it's a Maisa. You want to hear something unbelievable? Unbelievable. So the Rambam wrote a Minyan HaMitzvos. He wrote a Minyan HaMitzvos 613. And he didn't write Pigel as one of the 613. Didn't write Pigel as one of the 613. Didn't write. You know who says the Rambam missed something? The Ramban. The Ramban in the Hasagos, source 15, he writes, Shikchas Halavin Mitzvah Dalit. He wrote a sefer, the mitzvahs that the Rambam missed. Shikchas Halavin. Hamitzah haraviyah shenimnu, that he forgot, milishchot hakodshim aminas lecho bisaram olizrog damam ulaakter chelbam chutz limkomam vechutz lizmana. Vechein hasheche chatos bedorom over belav. And look what Pasuk cites. Shenemar lo tizbach. Lo tizbach. And then he says at the end of the piece, did I give it to you? I didn't give it to you. But at the end of that section, the Ramban, he says, and do you get Malchus ben Savera? Sure you do. You get Malchus ben Savera. The Rambam doesn't count it because the Rambam says this is a detail in the mitzvah of Avoda. And it's an Isser Machshava and it's not its own independent mitzvah. The Ramban says this is a halacha, a halav in Hilchos Shchitas Karba. And the Nafka Mina, believe it or not, the Nafka Mina is a Shaila in Hilchos Nezikin. Hilchos Nezikin, how do we treat Pikul as far as Nezikin is concerned? Because if you hold it's an Isser Maisa, then is there any doubt in the world that you're going to pay me Meitav?
No.
No. No. It's your Mazik. Okay, it's Hezek Shen or Nikar. So if you hold Hezek Shen or Nikar, Shmei Hezek, it's classic Mazik. If you hold Lav Shmei Hezek, then what? Then it's Knas, but Meitav. Rashi, over there in Krisus, I'm not resolving anything, but I'm just saying. Rashi in Krisus says Pigel is what? Is what's the Pigel? He says the Rambam's Pigel. It's an Isser of Machshava. Ah, Machshava. It's just Machshava. It's Machshava. And there's Hezek Shein Onikar. So you're going to pay Meitav? You're not going to pay Meitav because it's all a halacha of pure knas. And therefore there's no room for Meitav whatsoever. So that's what I got so far. That's all I got. That's all I got. But
what about Motzi Shemer?
What about Motzi Shemer?
Could that be a huge question of the Rambam? Because there's Hezek Shein Onikar plus the Tzibur and
so the Gemara says, Gemara asks the
question.
The Gemara calls that a Maisa.
Why can't we call this a Maisa?
Because it's not. In other words, the Shechita is happening. Oh, I see what you're saying. You're asking a good question. That's a good question. So Eitan's asking, even in Motzi Shema, the Isser is an Isser Dibur. But there's a prerequisite that there be a Bia, says Rashi. And that prerequisite sets up, it's enough to be called Maisa. So why is that different over here? That's a good question. You need to think about that. What's the chiluk between Motzi Shemra, where a prerequisite? Apparently that prerequisite B is more than just a prerequisite. Apparently. You're going to have to say something like that. It's a good question. It needs some consideration.
What do you mean more?
What?
What do you mean by more?
Meaning it's more than just a prerequisite. It's somehow built into the Isser Motzi Shemra. And that's why it's called, it's more Maisa than the Shechita of Pikul. Okay, Rabosai, we're going to stop here. You have a lot to Chazer up, think about, but that's the, I think, a basic structure of how the sugya works, and there's more to say, but I think we're going to try and go a little weiter tomorrow. Okay, very basic. Okay, I think we'll go a little weiter. I think so. What? I think so.